actually doing like casework stuff, or
are we just talking about what we think about UFOs?
Both. I think I mentioned famous UFO incidents.
Did you?
In the text.
I don't know if I saw that text. Did you see that text?
I don't know if I saw that text.
I saw a lot of, we're just gonna wing it.
Who would have said that?
I don't know.
It's a group text. It's a pretty big group text.
I know.
Oh, no.
It happens sometimes. Hmm. You know, it's the way it is with Parababble. It's up, it's down, it's up, it's down.
Yeah, sometimes you get a good episode, sometimes you get an episode minute.
It's a crapshoot.
Yeah.
Go to iTunes, see what you come up with.
Just do a random search for weird, strange things.
It's my life.
All things paranormal.
All things paranormal.
Because that's what we do here at the Babble, right?
Yep. We parry on.
First bad joke. First bad joke. Like, he anticipates that there's going to be more.
There will.
So we're really just going to have a candid discussion about UFOs? Is that what this is?
I'm down with it. It doesn't matter.
Why not?
Unless you did some...
No, I just jotted, like, general notes.
Well, because you know what sparked this whole thing for me? And I'm not, like, a big UFO buff. I mean, I leave that to you guys because, you know, Men in Black. I mean, your eyes just automatically start to, like, glaze over. And you're like, I could talk about it for days. And I'm just like,
Not your cup of tea.
No.
Forensic cleaning was.
But when I thought about, like, just random things that are going on in the news, and I saw this...
That's a UFO.
F-18.
That was the F-18.
Bigfoot's leaving.
Bigfoot. He's punched out for the night.
I don't know. Like, it got me thinking again, you know? Like, it's been a while since there's been some major UFO stuff in the news that's got any maybe legitimacy to it.
A lot of rehashed stuff that's been going on for years. Just ask Nick Pope and his crew.
And then I saw that you might have made someone mad with something that you might have said about something. So then I was even more intrigued.
I made somebody mad?
Yeah.
What did you do?
What did I do?
Did you comment about something that had to do with UFOs or things that were going on? Jeff's looking at me right now like he's shocked that he could have possibly said something that would have been controversial.
Was it the CDC?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Oh, this is Parababble, by the way.
Parababble.
And we have an expert guest on many things tonight. UFOs, you name it. But I think we're gonna work with the whole UFO, maybe alien, greys. We don't know where we're gonna go with this. This is gonna free, just you know.
You could get probed by the end of the night.
I.
There's a UFO hanger in the back here.
Oh, that's right. That's true.
Jeff's getting probed.
Jeff's
in the corner making a hat out of tinfoil. Stay out of my brain.
Well, who do we have for an expert tonight for UFOs?
Oh, my God. Well, we have the wonderful Joe Pieri, who is also the owner of Paranormal Oddities, who is also the ghost hunting guru.
Guru.
Because he's had one of the longest running groups in the Buffalo area. So, Joe, you've probably seen UFOs, right?
I think I might have stumbled across one or here, you know, there and there, but...
Because ghosts and UFOs are so closely tied together.
They're like, yeah.
You know.
I mean, you can throw Bigfoot in there, too, if you wanted to. It's a big pot of stew, and you stir it up.
Just pull what you need to pull out.
It's always amazing to me when people are like, oh, I have a haunting. And by the way, there's UFOs here, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like, okay.
I was just out in the city the other night, and I saw one buzz by.
The UFOs want to come and find out about what ghosts are at the haunted house.
Exactly.
Too. Yeah, that must be it.
And it's, yeah, I agree. It's
a weird phenomenon.
Yes.
I mean, between like Hinsdale and our favorite ranch that we love to talk about, you know, there's a lot of like things that get tied together through all these weird phenomenons of blue and orange meanies.
Phenomenons.
I like.
Phenomenon.
Anyway. Well, we are Parababble, and we're here with Joe, our expert on a lot of things. So we're just going to fire this off with this question right now. I was actually talking to someone today, and I said, if you had a choice, what would you want to encounter or meet? Would you want to meet an alien, or would you want to meet a full-fledged ghost? So I'll throw that question out there right now. Yeah, I'm staring at you, Rob.
A ghost? Definitely.
What?
Why?
Because you don't know what the alien's intentions are.
Okay.
I mean, it might be E.T., or it could be you know, what's the alien from Alien? You know, the ones with the thing out of their mouth, the head out of the mouth.
And yeah.
Spit acid alien. On you.
Yeah, that one.
Or, again, probing.
Probing? Okay. Joe, yeah, how do you feel about this?
I agree. I'm going to agree with Rob on this one. I'll talk to a ghost. I think aliens are, if they do exist, and I would imagine they do, are far more superior than we are, and they can do whatever they want. It's like us picking up a lab mouse and doing whatever we want to it.
Ooh,
we're in the same boat as that. They put the cheese in the corner, hopefully we can find it. If not, they're going to have fun with us. And I agree with Rob, this is the probing deal. Some things are just not meant to be.
Are you looking at me now? You want me to answer this question?
Sure. Ghosts or an alien?
Aliens. The human uses like 10% of their brain. I want to know how to like talk to people through telepathy. I want to know how to do all the stuff that they do.
But so you don't know if they're
I would be like, dear you alien, you are amazing. Please let me know the secrets to the universe.
Take it easy, Trekkie. You got to see Allison doing the hand.
But I'm serious. Like, I don't know. I mean, I feel like I could learn more from that. And I'm persuasive enough to, you know, probably not be abducted.
Like, really, not tonight. It's a bad night. I don't have my glitter on. And, you know, I just came from a ghost hunt. You know what? I can work a deal out with a ghost.
I'd be like, look, sparkly things over here. And they'd be like, oh, distracted by it. I don't know.
Think alien ghost ever cross path? That's or spiritual?
Well, first you have to answer your own question.
My own question would be a ghost. There's no way I want to meet an alien because, like,
lame.
And it's not lame. As much as we read and learn about aliens and UFOs, quote unquote, their shit's screwy.
Understand it. That's why.
When do you ever say, oh my God, I was abducted and it was the greatest thing in my, you know, my universe. I wanted it again. Please. You never. It's always a bad deal.
Yeah, but I don't know if I really believe in all those stories of abduction.
Well, is it just like ghost stories then? Where are they coming from?
Well,
just one person said it. I'm like, oh, that's right. I was abducted when I was sleeping.
This could go down the rabbit hole pretty far.
We can go anywhere
so
we want.
I don't know if we want to. I mean, poor Joe is the expert, and you're going to take this down a path of no return.
I think I would want to visit with a ghost. That's what I'm going to leave that. They're a little more. I would like
didn't,
to say they're a little more manageable.
Did you drive around with an alien in the back of your car?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. And didn't you used to have a bumper sticker about how, like, you would rather be taken up by aliens? Something about...
Yes, but it's an interesting field because we don't know enough.
Yeah. No, it was... I never put it on my car because, you know...
Chicken.
Well, I don't, like, put bumper stickers on my car. But it was a bumper sticker that said, buckle your seatbelts because it makes it harder for the aliens to beam you up. Something like that.
And didn't you have a bendy alien guy in your car, too?
Oh, the Benny Alien guy that I bought right here at Paranormal Oddities?
Yeah.
He's not in my car, actually. He's at my cubicle at work, and nobody has any idea how strange I am still.
I have one in my fish tank. I have two at work on either side of my computer stand. And then I have, like, a glow-in-the-dark alien that sits on this back light in
my
office.
Like to look at them all the time. You just don't ever have any desire to actually meet one face-to-face.
I don't think I want
to
come face-to-face with a blue, a green, a gray. They're just... They're not giving me anything worthwhile to be like, I can do this. You know, yeah, my grandmother's a ghost. I can hook up and say, hey, this is manageable. What's going on, Grandma? You go to an alien, speaking of, right there in the corner, he's looking at us. Got an alien.
That's a real one, too, by the way.
Oh, great. No, I don't know. I just, I have no desire to.
Yeah, not unless, like, somebody else met them before me, and I knew what their deal was and what their intentions were.
So a friend of a friend?
Yeah. Like, they're like, hey, these aliens, these guys, they're good guys, you know. They're not going to probe you. They're not going to, like, dissect you.
So we get to meet aliens word of mouth. Okay.
Yeah.
They have to come with references first?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Back check. We move pretty quick here, Joe.
I'm
we might not stay on topic for too long, but so far it's probably one of the longer topics we've stayed on.
I don't think we ever got on topic, so that's fine.
We did. We started off with ghost or aliens.
Yeah, and now this whole F-18 thing came out, right? Where people are saying...
Oh, with the Black Project, the money?
Yeah, that this is, like, absolute, you know, legitimate people that have... you know, good reputations that are coming out now and saying, nope, this is what we saw, we can't explain it. There's got to be something to it.
Well, how did this come out?
WikiLeaks.
Snowden.
Who knows? I mean, who knows how these things
I mean, it got leaked out there, but, you know, that project was going on for quite some time.
A few years ago.
Yeah.
07?
Yeah. He was spotted. Yeah. The guy that was in charge of that, I forgot his name right now.
Luis Elizondo?
That sounds good. I like it.
I think, if we're talking about the same thing here.
The one that was just captured last month it came out up on the news feeds?
He was the Pentagon official that helped lead the... there was like a study at the Pentagon about free UFOs.
Right, and they were chasing one?
I don't know if he was involved with that.
But you're on the right page.
Or something like that. He was training. And I think they sent him to go look at something that was hovering over the water.
Yeah, that was the pilot.
And it started to move erratic, and he says he's never seen anything like it. But that just came out, too, last year. There's been a few files leaked. I still think, if you believe in the conspiracy, they're feeding us stuff that we can handle to steer us away from something maybe bigger that we're overlooking. Something small as that. Give it the old pilot. Everyone respects a pilot. They're highly educated. Engineers, physicists, whatever they are. They saw it. You got to believe it. I mean, Joe Schmo leaving his paravan, sees one. He's crazy. He's nuts. He didn't see anything. Do I believe? Yes. There's been quite a few sightings within the last 4 years. 4 years. That's four, isn't it?
It's like the Brady finger. Get the extra finger put on for the sixth ring.
But, I mean, just in Allegheny, and I think this is a pretty compelling case there, too. But I believe in this pilot. I don't think he has anything to gain from this, but only can hurt his career.
It will definitely hurt his career.
Oh, definitely. Most definitely.
That's the knock on the good old USA.
Well, this is what it always comes back to. I feel like every time we talk about this stuff, it always comes back to the conspiracy theories and what the government knows or doesn't know. And it's always weird because, okay, like, the whole Area 51, like, we talk about this till it's a dead horse. Like, we beat it up all the time. And the government always says, well, we can't tell you what's going on there because it's new technology. We don't want people to find out. Crap. Because if you really wanted to put these, like, whole rumors to rest, if you really wanted to say definitively, like, there's nothing there, you would let people in 3/4 of that place.
Or you would at least want that new tech, because Area 51 has been around for forever.
And what's the other one, too?
The one, I don't know.
It's like another area that they...
Area 52.
It's Colorado, is it?
Maybe, you know, we're not working on Area 52.
Well, that's what, like, it's expanding. Like, this whole entire conspiracy keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and they won't even acknowledge, like, at this point, what's the purpose of it, I guess, is what I'm trying to get at. Like, why is it still so secretive if there's nothing to it?
Because it's our defense program working to make sure that we're safe if we go into war.
The thing, like, since I was saying, like, Area 51's been around so long, they could say, like, you know, the new technology that's out there, like, hey, this was developed at Area 51, because it's out now, it's out there.
Right, like the stealth. Like, mm-hmm. They always use that as an example, and they're always like, oh, well, that's the kind of thing that's going on there. That's why people see these weird aircrafts, because we're testing these things that, you know, don't look like normal aircraft. But it's sketchy at best.
It has to be sketchy. It's the only way it's going to work. I know the other countries, they let you in. Or with the pilots see it, they get off their plane, they got, like, a notepad. Oh, grab this application. Okay, what did you see? Well, let's fill this out, and then we submit it to our superiors.
But, like,
they put it out there.
I think about it, like, my dad worked in aerospace his whole entire life, still works in aerospace. And we used to go to the factory that he worked at when we were kids. And there were certain things that you could go and look at, and there were certain parts of that place that were completely off limits you were not allowed to go to. So even if they did that, and they made it so that you couldn't be in certain areas, like, why not at least let people see that there's no aliens in tanks there? Do you know what I mean? Like, there's no...
Well, there are aliens in tanks there. So,
or does that make for good business? Secret is... good business. It keeps that town alive, because if it wasn't, that little restaurant wouldn't be there, the alien store.
Yeah, right? I mean, you know.
I think it keeps us preoccupied to that location while they do something somewhere else.
Absolutely.
Focus here. okay, we're going to keep it quiet, still secret, really not much is going on, but over in the Pacific somewhere, which I think the new one is.
Yeah, look over here, look over here.
Yep. And so nobody can bother.
It's just weather balloons.
They can do whatever they want. Oh, yes, those lanterns, you know.
That's what they said Roswell was.
The weather balloon, yeah. There's definitely a little bit of... I think we still live under the USA being the greatest country in the world, and we're not going to give up any secrets at all. So if we have to deflect with propaganda, we're all over it. You know, and I also tie into what you're saying, Joe, that the American public probably, if there was, probably could not handle that abundance of shit coming down like that. So our government, I think, has their defense tied up in it because they don't want secrets out there. So we're going to lie. We're going to throw propaganda everywhere, and we're going to make stuff. You know, and then we know that's going on. And I would not be surprised. No, there's definitely alien contact. There's definitely reverse engineering going on. There's definitely things happening outside this universe. And somehow we've tied it in there, and we're keeping it zipped.
What's with that sticker that I see?
Which sticker?
Allison?
What?
The snickering.
Oh, because he's talking, and I'm just picturing like men who stare at goats. You know, like.
That's a great book. Don't watch the movie. Get the book.
I can throw this out there. I usually, I mean, I used to talk. This is going to sound crazy, but I did talk when I worked for a certain company. I was out and about, and I met a lot of people. And I met an individual that says that he had a lot of experience with those, and shortly after he was opening up, he did pass suddenly after he disclosed a lot. Not saying that he told me anything, because I'm not going to say anything.
Mm-hmm.
But he would tell me about certain men would visit him at his store and threaten him
to keep it quiet.
But all of a sudden one morning he just died. Massive heart failure.
In today's technology?
See, that's what I'm saying. It's the Men in Black Alexa whole conspiracy.
Alexa?
Are you putting that in there? Yeah. He used to tell me this. I said, why are you telling me this?
I don't want to know this. I don't want
to
know this.
I used to say, and he used to say, well, I know what you do. And he goes, this only can help you. I'm thinking, no, it's not.
You're going to get me on a watch list.
Yeah. Exactly. You start asking Alexa too many questions about UFOs and spacemen and things like that, people's showing up at your door.
Have you done that?
I should try that out.
I got it here. We can fire away and see what happens.
This will definitely get you on the map. I don't know if it's the map you want to be on.
There's stories where I think, I'm going to put myself out there, people can judge, that I've run into these individuals, not here, but in Florida, after I talked to this individual.
Oh, wait a minute. Is this like six degrees of separation now or something? Or like now that you spoke, what about us three?
Uh-oh.
You didn't say anything, but, you know, the olive branch of the tree is just growing here.
It is. And I pointed it out to my wife, and she just says, oh, it must have been a cast member, but I know better.
Well, there's always stories out there right now that it's been for a few years, quite a few years, that we already have aliens living amongst us that through abduction and the right people, they are training them and making them understand. Allison's just eyeballing me here.
Are you referring to the reptilians?
Yes, that's what I was thinking of.
I was going there, yeah, the reptilians. But they're here to do a job and prepare the world little by little. They're coming.
But why would the species so advanced want anything to do with us unless we were maybe an experiment?
Resources?
See. I think if you're far advanced, getting resources would be a piece of cake. It's like us going right to the supermarket back in the 1800s. You got to grow your food, you got to do this. We hop in a car and we drive a couple miles and we're pulling it off the shelf. Simplicity.
That's good, but we don't know what's past this planet, this universe.
I think, though,
we don't know what's out
Joe
there.
Just hit the nail on the head for me. That's why I've always struggled with abduction theory. Because what are you really learning? I mean, if they are so advanced that they can talk to each other without using their voices and just use their minds, what are you really learning from probing a human?
I look at it maybe at tagging. How we tag animals. I think they tag to see. I believe we're experiments.
Now that is something that is hard to just foo-foo away, because when people think that they have these things in their bodies, and I know we've kind of touched on this a little bit on past shows, mm-hmm. and then they go and dig these things out and they get them tested and they are compounds that don't exist on this earth and things like that. I mean, there's got to be something to that, you know, unless somebody's in their basement making, like, you know, alchemy things and, mm-hmm. and just like running around and sticking them in people. I don't know how you explain it away.
Like a middle.
Well, what's the book? Pale Horse.
Behold the Pale Horse.
Yeah. What was his name? William.
The guy that wrote all about the Project Blue Book and all his wonderful experiences until he mysteriously disappeared.
Or, well, he ended up in a gunfight and he ended up dead, didn't he?
Yeah. Just, I mean, do you think they can control weather? I can go on and on about this, but from my personal experiences, do I believe in UFOs? Absolutely, I do. Because we'd be foolish not to. We're not the only thing out there. Do you think they live amongst us? Probably. Just think if they came out and said yes to UFO, all religions would collapse. It'd be a no more believing this, it wouldn't be believing that. I mean,
it would all fall apart.
Everything. It would be chaos. And you can't have that.
No.
I do believe we're test subjects. I mean, our voice boxes, what they say, our voice boxes don't fit our DNA. Is that true? That's what this guy was telling me.
Well, and there's a whole time frame in our history where our DNA and our evolving all of a sudden happens at like a huge rate of speed that's unprecedented in any other species, and they can't pinpoint why it happened. Like, you can go back and look at DNA for all kinds of different animals and see the sequence of the evolution of how things have happened. We're the only species that that is not the case for.
And just...
Ancient aliens. I mean,
people say they come out of the ocean. I know. It doesn't make sense. I don't know. I mean, I think the dinosaurs were here, and they were extinct for a reason. To make room for us. They found something that can hold us, and they got rid of what would destroy us. I know it sounds like meteor hit. Yeah, sure. It could be guided.
It's an interesting little...
Let's clean the area, and eventually, will we be cleaned? Maybe. We get so out of control, so overpopulated that they can't control it. Maybe that's part of their experience. How rapidly we grow. It's like a fungus. Okay, it's too much. Let's bring it down.
So,
that's when Fear of the Walking Dead happens.
Part two, right?
Yeah.
So, wait a minute. I'm a... Okay.
I know.
So,
I could... This was
so we
this
got the caves. We got the caves with the aliens and the big eyes, and that's some ancient alien shit right there, you know. Whatever these people... Whatever the cave people or whoever you want to go back in time were seeing, they're putting this stuff on the cave walls. They had to be seeing something. They're just not... jotting down something out of like a dream, and you split from the tribe and you're like, I'm going to carry this on and put it over here and put my own twist to it and paint it on the cave wall. So they're definitely, I'm definitely in that frame mind that there is something out there that's around that comes, been coming here for a while. But back to you. Speeding up our DNA?
Yeah.
I had never heard that. So yes. You're saying... At some point, our race evolved mm-hmm. really fast, and then it kind of hit a wall.
Not really fast, but fast based on, like, science, you know, based on how long things
on the
take
timeline.
To evolve. Yeah.
We hit a...
You know, like, a lizard gets a third eyeball that, you know, like, that shields its eye, and it takes, mm-hmm. like, hundreds of thousands of years for it to happen. You know, it's not, like, instantaneous, but for our species to go from here to then being upright and thinking... And having independent thought and being able to process and reason and do all those things, we're the only species that has ever done that in the history, and no one can figure out exactly at what points it started to happen.
So is that the alien god at work?
Well, I don't know what it is. I mean, I'm just saying.
They come down, they manipulate it, and say, okay, let's do this.
Like, it was like we were all wandering around, like, if I only had a brain, yeah. and then the alien was like, poof!
Gave us evolution booster shot from the alien.
Something as simple as that. Something as simple as that.
Or just turning on more... I mean, 10% of your brain, when you think about it, is nothing. If that's what the average person uses, I mean, to turn on 2% of that when you had no use of it before, I mean, then you have fire, then you have people making wheels.
Just think of 100 years. 100 years ago, airplanes were invented, right?
Mm-hmm.
Look how far we come in 100 years.
We're building private shuttles to the moon. Basically, in a nutshell.
It's one generation almost.
Mm-hmm.
It's unheard of. Not saying that's what the aliens did to us, but you go back another 500 years, or, you know, 600, 1,000, whatever it is, how fast we're getting bigger, stronger. And look at the old, I mean, no one was past 5'9".
Right.
6 foot was, you're a giant. Oh, my God. That's not even the standard now. 6'3", 6'4". When does it stop?
And there's species that never make the jump.
Nope.
That's the thing. I mean, if it was just evolution, everything, that would happen with everything. Everything would get bigger, smarter, stronger. And it doesn't happen.
Yep.
So somebody's got a hand in the cookie jar here, mixing things up a little bit then.
I think they do. Am I going to question them? No, because
are we going to say that it's aliens because they're highly intelligent? Or are we going to go with God? I know I brought out the three-letter word. Yes. God.
You got to have faith in something, because if you don't believe in anything, you're a lost soul. I hate to say that. That's
true.
That's keeping society together. If there wasn't, I mean, I have to believe because of what we do. Mm-hmm. Spirit communications. We're talking to something. Someone.
Someone.
Okay, someone.
No. You take away God, we're empty shells. People are not going to believe anything. They're not going to have respect for each other anymore. They're not going to have morals anymore. And that's where you're going to lose society. And it's basically going to turn into a free-for-all. And I think that's why you have the Vatican. Think about Christianity. It's such a huge religion. It's fed because it needs to sustain itself. Because if that collapses, you're in trouble.
Yeah, but the Vatican's supposed to have some pretty interesting stuff also.
I know they do. But I think they're told to do that. They're being...
So we're going to go with... Oh, wow, kicking everybody in here at the studio. We got to use that 35,000-foot warehouse. The aliens, being such a smart race, they can control, maybe pace our evolution. Is it, like you said, if we're a testing ground of what they're doing, they could be doing something on us for another universe or another galaxy, and we're like, all right, you know what, Allison, okay, if I remove one hair a day for the next 100 years, how can I develop, you know, something to that idea? And they put it into effect somewhere else.
I mean, I think it's possible, but I think one thing that's always weirded me out about, like, the aliens in general is that if they're so technologically advanced, why do they look the way they do?
I was just going to say, why do they look big-ass eyes and stuff? They can't fix themselves.
No mouths sometimes.
Well, they eliminate what they don't need.
Huge eyeballs, but there's no strength. I mean, how are you going to build anything? You know, like, how do you do anything? There's nothing... There's nothing to them.
Well, I think the technology took over. They have things that do it for them.
Which could be possible.
That's why they're so frail. I think they're so frail, but yet they're so strong with their mind.
That's why their heads are so big?
I think so.
The control.
They got big brains.
I think it's...
How does their little puny neck hold up that big, huge head, though? It doesn't seem physiologically...
Maybe the way their muscles are stronger, more dense than ours. Maybe they don't have any fatty tissue like I do. Maybe it's just raw muscle. Maybe their skin's not skin. Maybe it's just the coating of the muscle. You don't know. It sounds crazy, but you got to think outside the box. You got to take yourself
out of... They're not that big, though, right? Aliens are not big, per se.
Well, who knows? I mean, we were all fed to believe 3 foot, 4 foot, you know, large heads. Who say they're not 8 feet tall?
Well, that's some scary stuff right there.
You don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Physically, I wouldn't...
If I ever get abducted, I'm scratching one.
Get the DNA?
Nice. Yes.
You don't lose your finger then.
Well, maybe, maybe not. I mean,
get
you
a chance. Because if you're in that situation
you're
already.
A little. Like, no.
Stop.
I'm sure they'll make you go through like an alien sanitation chamber before they send you back. Lose that
They're
DNA.
Already on to me before I even have the chance to act on it.
So they could read your mind. They know, know what's up.
Where's the tinfoil hat when you need it?
Exactly.
I think they don't need to be 8 foot. Because if they're that smart and on top of things, they scare the shit out of you just roaming up in your dream, or you're abducted, and, you know, I don't know. It's You know, we've have tampered with the whole idea that aliens created this race, and that's why, you know, the cave people are doing the drawings, and then there's the, you know, the sun with this like weird object that's flying behind it, all done in like their paints and stuff. So
what about, what if you go the other way too then, and the theory that the aliens are just us from the distant future, like a super evolved human?
That's what we're going to?
Yeah, that's a theory.
That we're evolving to that.
Yeah, and they are just us coming back in time.
So are they tinkering with us now to make us better in the future?
Either that, or they're studying the distant past that there may not be, like, you know, records of. Who knows?
Well, we've had a lot of discussion about time travel. It's not that far off base. I mean, it could happen. Yeah. If our technology improves... No, but seriously, like, mm-hmm. we've talked about this. Like, it's relatively... It's not mind-boggling to think about it based on the technology we have now. Imagine, like Joe said, what our technology was 500 years ago or 100 years ago. It's not going to happen in our lifetime. But there will come a time where people will be able to manipulate space and time the way that we think about it now, but couldn't actually make it physically happen. It's going to happen eventually.
All right, so let's do this then. So
it's
how many...
It's already happening.
If it's going to happen, well, it's already happened.
We've done this, though. Think about it. When we've seen, like, technology back, or people that don't look like they belong in pictures.
Right.
Yeah.
That wasn't where I was going, but okay. We have done that that way. So, what is there? There's the blues. There's the grays.
What about the greens?
Greens, typical. And what else? There's another mean race out there. There's a couple of them out there. So what if that is the only existing set of aliens that we have? And each one of them represents, each color represents something different. And that's all they have, so they're testing us now to prevent any more damage to the races as they've gotten older. So maybe their races have died off, that there's only so many left, and we are the experiment to it. I got these crazy looks. Okay. All right, then.
Well, the great thing about this topic is that you can't be wrong or right, right? Because we just don't know.
Oh, we're right.
It's, we just have to keep exploring it, because when we did the initial show about the UFO crash sites and, like, things that happened,
mm-hmm.
and we talked about, like, I go back to the park in Long Island, the Brookhaven Town Park, where that whole crash scene happened, and how it was, like, in the paper the next day. And people were acknowledging that it happened, and then all of a sudden, everyone stopped acknowledging that it happened. And people tried to, like, cover it up and pretend, like...
That's because they had a chemtrail come over top, and it sprayed the whole town, and no one knew about it after that. It was done with.
Well, it is, like, a weird thing. Like, there have been these instances where it's been seen by multiple people across multiple, you know, mm-hmm. races, ethnicities, communities... And all of a sudden, then it's like everybody backs off and says, like, no, nothing happened.
How do we silence the masses?
Well, that's my question.
Maybe the people start to second-guess themselves on their own. Some of them, I'm sure, do.
Well, you got to second-guess yourself.
Yeah.
Because there's no solid foundation in it. I mean, is this really happening? Like when you see a ghost. Did I really just see that guy walk, half a guy walk by me? I know I seen two legs.
Yes, you did.
Oh. Well, then that doesn't work. That. But you sit there and you look for validation in our tiny little brain going, I just saw somebody walk by me, and he wasn't really there, but he was there. I saw through him.
I mean, do you think we're at the point in society where, like, things like this will be leaked? You know, this whole video of this unknown object flying, that people have just become so desensitized to it now that it's just like, who really cares?
Well, it's like anything. Now it's easy enough on TV to watch the news and see people, or go on YouTube or wherever, see videos of people getting killed like it was like nothing. So you desensitize. And that goes back to the whole, are we ready for it or are we not ready for it?
And it's very easy to call anything fake now because of all the technology that every film and photos.
And that plays into the government's hands.
That was fed to us, that technology, because there was a sale. That's nothing. It's such an easy cover-up now. You can doctor that on your phone. You can do it at home.
They're already 30 years ahead of us.
Yeah. And they think it's all... I know. It's kind of crazy. But look at the past administration and the way of the world. They call it the New World Order. Generalizing sexes. everyone's, you know, like...
They want everybody under
gender,
one...
Was it gender-friendly, they called it? Where there's no male or female. Let them choose what you want to be. I don't know. I find that as the... We're starting to evolve into, maybe, because, you know, there's no male or female aliens. You don't see them come.
Right,
all
it's
look
just...
the same. But it seems that they're trying to force it on us to say, all right, look at it this way. You can choose now. You have a baby. Let the baby decide if it wants to be male or female.
Oh, it's getting heavy now.
Oh, it is. It's going to get worse.
I'm thinking about that. All right, what do I want to be?
Not saying, I mean, all administrations stink. Doesn't matter who's in the office, but I've seen that where it's...
Mm-hmm.
It's like, wow, you're starting to see the evolution of child, too.
Well, it's the genetic things that go on nowadays, where you can choose your gender and choose the eye color and choose the sex and choose all these things, and how they're talking about it won't be very far into the future before we can start to take unhealthy characteristics right out of somebody's DNA before they're even born, you know, and how, oh, yeah.
Well, like, why would we do that? Somebody's not making money.
Because if you know you have a predisposed condition for maybe diabetes, you know, and you don't want your child to have diabetes, you can manipulate the DNA so that that becomes less of a possibility for them. It's scary when you start to think about
why would you do that? I know we're going to go down a rabbit hole here. The pharmaceuticals would be, like, absolutely losing their effing mind. Any cancer research, anything like that. Your goal is to be...
But look at the flip side of it. Do you know how much it would probably cost to be able to do that? And the technology that would be needed? If you can take an organ, and I know I've said this before, if you can take an organ and you can 3D print it and put it in a body, the technology is not that far off from being able to manipulate DNA.
Why do you want to do that, though? Why is a society...
Make society better.
How do you make... But you're going to overfill society. And this goes back to the population.
There's not a drain on society. You have someone who's sick. I'm not saying that they're a drain, but they are. If you think about it, the welfare of that person who doesn't have insurance.
So then, so we're building a superior race.
It's what I've been saying. They're heading down that. Here's another thing this gentleman told me up in Niagara Falls. You're all going to hear this, so if the men in black come and take me, you know why. He was in there, and they had the disposable coffins that fold. They're all folded, and they lay about an inch high, and they're stacked. They thought the Ebola was going to be huge. So they loaded up all the Air Force bases with these disposable, burnable coffins. And he thought that was going to be the world plague that's going to eliminate the waste. That's what they said, the waste. The unsuperior bodies who can't handle the disease. The disease would eliminate them. It would leave a stronger race.
Yeah, well, that was the whole HIV controversy.
Stronger.
Conspiracy theory that the government started that whole infection so that it would do the same exact
thing. Well,
that
leads back to, now we're getting away from UFOs, Rob. But that I think it's shady shit that is going on in the CDC that you made that comment came out the other day, and I kind of said, no. They're up to all kinds of no good, and we don't know what's going on. There's been many stories. If that place ever broke open or a bomb was dropped on that thing, we're wiping out and we're restarting new diseases that have been trapped forever and a year. Yeah. And probably some shit we haven't even heard of.
Well, it's like the flu vaccine. They can't make a universal flu vaccine? Like, are you kidding? No, because they don't want to have to... If they do that, then where does all the pharmaceutical companies go if you can make a universal... thing, and then it takes care of it every single year for people.
But if you're going back to that whole race thing, and if you, like you said, 3D copy a kidney and put it in there, or take out a disease before it actually, you know, into the next born and stuff, what is your point going to be if you're trying to have this population control?
Because it's two different parts of society. You got the greedy people that always want to make money, and they'll do anything to make money because that's just what they do. I mean, think about it. There's a drug for every single thing that could possibly ail you right now, and how many cures? There's more drugs to treat things than there are things to cure things.
But we're actually doing that right now, then.
That's happening on one side. Then you got the other side where people are like, oh no, we're going to make sure that you can live forever. You know, biological changes to your body that we're doing, supplements, diets, inventing
you're basically you're pitting society against society.
Well, I think that's what's naturally going to happen.
So we're going to wipe out. We're going to wipe out people we don't need.
Well, we're not going to do it. The aliens are going to do it.
Yep, they're feeding us.
They're feeding us. So the aliens.
They're letting us know. They're letting our superiors know what they want them to do. And that's why you get these certain countries, certain leaders that push the same policies.
Okay.
It's, I think every president goes in there, and if a president goes out, after they're done, I think they're eliminated. Their library's built, and they're put in their library.
And maybe the Greys want to help us, and the Greens don't.
I know. It's probably just one.
Well, I think the Greys, Greens, and all that, the Blues, and the Reptilians, and all that stuff, I think they're all their own. Yeah, right? Yeah. They are in their own subdivisions, you know? Like, we would consider us races. You know, we have different ethnic backgrounds, you know? I think that might still work in that type of order.
Different levels of advancement, I look at that.
Absolutely.
Some might be the superior that rules the rest of them, but they all work together. So you have the United States would push, say, like a Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
And say, this is what you need to do. And if they're a smaller, weaker country, they're going to listen to it. I think there's a master one, but there's different divisions of it.
Depending on what you believe when you die, do you become all-knowing? Do you know what's going on from the other side?
One way to find out.
Well, wait a minute. That's usually a one-way ticket, and I'm not ready for that yet.
No, you've seen Flatliners. You can come back.
Oh, well, we're good. Well, not in the remake. I just kind of suck. No, anyway. But do you get to see? That ties in with this kind of like the other side and what's going on over there, and you know if there is a true one being that created this planet, or if there's alien beings, or there's something else that we just don't know about. Do we get to know this when we come? Like, to that side? If we believe in going to the other side?
Or are you put into a storage facility? Think about it. You're here. You've got an internal soul. Whatever we want to call it. It's been educated now. Boom. It goes. You go into more advanced later, you become more educated. Stronger. That soul's pulled out of you. Your physical's gone. They put you in another one. Do they control that? It sounds kind of crazy. It almost sounds like the pods. You ever remember that movie with the pods?
And there's the body centers.
You evolve into something stronger your next time.
I think I know what you're
stronger the next time, and it just keeps growing. But you're still the same soul in you. They say old souls. You recognize when you're younger, deja vus. I've done this before. I've been there. I don't know. Is it a possible? We're all going to be. We're not leaving here alive. You know that, right? They're listening.
But the
I know I have my theories because of what I was fed from this individual when he told me this, it opened my eyes because I didn't believe it.
So if the alien race, so this can go to a bigger picture. If the alien race is running us, oh my god, did I just say that? If the alien race is running us and they're testing us because they are the superior being here, and they bring us back down for reincarnation to really. All right, you learned X amount in this round.
That's right.
Well, let's take this test experiment, bring her back around and see what we can do and fix until they keep building that perfect thing. But we had this discussion the other day, last time, about if the population keeps getting bigger, are all these people coming back around to get to their next spot again? So at what point do you start, you know, oh, this is a bad egg. Off. You're done. You don't come back. Let's go with this one because that's the next level up. It's like leveling up in Pac-Man or something. Get rid of that one. Okay, that's the next level. And you keep building until it comes back to this.
I think we're in control of it. And they just place it. And that's why when it gets too big, they'll eliminate.
Well, that's some crap right there. No, we can't be eliminated. Well, I'll be gone.
They'll bring it down a little bit. Something. I still look for the next big plague to come. We're due. And just think about the planet Earth. I mean, the planet Earth. Are we going to be around forever? No. The sun. It's going to go supernova. Nothing's forever. Right?
Right.
So, anyway, we want to become this advanced. It's going to end here soon.
You think we'll implode ourselves before the sun goes?
I think it's a possibility we can reduce ourselves quite a bit by stupidity. But I don't think it'll ever get to that point because I think that's why... It hasn't so far. Do you ever notice when there's a huge adversary out there that's causing a lot of chaos?
Mm-hmm.
It's eliminated. Could we be next? Maybe. Rome fell, what, 200, 300 years? We're getting close to that. They got too big, too powerful, boom, 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 boom.
Well, they've been saying that for years now, that we're getting too big. We're almost out of control. There's devastation everywhere.
It is.
You know?
But the devastation is controlled devastation. We're not going...
So we're saying this is man-made.
It's
okay. Here at Parababble, that's what we're doing.
You got to really think outside the box, and I hate to...
Right.
It opens up something totally new.
But these are the discussions that...
We're on a verge of something, possibly. We might see it, but I don't think we will. I think the next generation is going to see a big overhaul of people. A plague. We don't know what it is.
So we're messing around with this whole...
Strong will survive, the weak will fade, and then they'll regenerate.
Stronger, better. What do you think about the city in the sky?
I've never heard about a city in the sky. I mean, that picture?
Yeah.
Do you think it was photoshopped?
I don't know.
Do you think? I mean...
You haven't heard any more about it ever?
No, you haven't, because I think the guy who did it got busted. I think he was exposed.
And quietly put away.
Oh, yeah. Sure. If it's possible, maybe. Do you think it's like Truman? We're all Truman? Wait a minute. Boom, we run into the wall. When you enter the real world. Is that... Maybe that was them?
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden they're, what? Not say cloak. I can't... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oops. We had a malfunction.
Yep,
they almost got us. But...
Okay.
Alison's just grinning.
Either she's got 1,000 things to say or she's just soaking it all in.
I'm just taking notes because I think a lot of this deserves some further discussion.
It can go deeper. And,
yeah.
I mean, you can go a million different directions.
I think the only way we're really going to know what the aliens' true intention is...
To send you up.
...is to ask them.
Yeah.
How do they get a hold of us at Parababble?
We're at Parababble on Facebook and Twitter. We might have an Instagram that we never check. The aliens could go down to our primitive technology and send us an email at parabablepodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, just share your intentions with us.
Yes.
Blues, grays, greens, we don't discriminate.
So is Facebook being run by aliens?
Probably. If we all are, I'm sure. Why not?
It does kind of make sense on a lot of levels.
I kind of like when these topics go like all over the place.
Joe, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for being our resident expert.
It's always fun.
May the grays be with you. No.
Yeah.
So we haven't scared you off. You'll come and talk again?
Absolutely. More than welcome. Always return here. Do your show here. Open door policy.
Well, that's awesome.
Love
because I have a feeling that this conversation has not ended. It's just to be continued.
It's brewing.
Yeah, it's just brewing. I see you taking notes.
Oh, yeah.
It's all going to end funny. So what are we going to do? Wrap this one up for Parababble episode 666?
Six something.
All right. Well.
Yeah, whatever it is. If there's another one we made, I'll get taken out by the Men in Black on the way home, so who knows?
Leave me a note for a popcorn trail.
Okay.
I'll follow.
All right, there you go.
I do have a nice black suit, so I can just blend right in. You know, I look like everyday Pete. No, maybe not. But anyway, that's Parababble for you. You can reach out. I'd like to thank Joe, and we will see you guys next time on the flip side.
Maybe
on the flip side of the UFO.